welcome everybody to Different Strokes
of Different Folks.
And we are your two hosts. My name, Reese One.
And I'm Gadget.
Welcome to Different Folks. You know what? Screw it. Different strokes are different folks. Now I'm going to tell you how I feel about this. Mom, mother. Now what I'm going to do. Nah, what's going on? What's going on?
Are you done now?
Nah, I'm not done just yet. Now. I'm sick and tired of everybody always thinking I got something to say about this motherfucker. You know what? Today is going to be on motivation. You know what kind of motivation? Doohickey.
What's up?
What kind of motivation we got to talk about?
Like to motivate people to lift their spirits.
Don't make me lift my pimp hand. Anyway, so what we're gonna do So we're gonna be talking about motivating people. That's right. Because we got to uplift the spirit. Oh, yeah. Lift that spirit, people. Because that's what needs to happen. We got to be happy up in this sucker. And we're going to be doing a little something fascinating for the second half. And we'll get into that at the second half of the show. But what kind of motivating things do you have in mind, Mrs. Doohickey?
Well, I can talk about who motivates me almost every single day.
Ooh, let's hear who motivates Gadget Doohickey.
Reese does. Yay!
That's right, y'all. You want to know how I motivate her? I tell her to get your mother ass about the bed and it's time go to work. That's right. Why? Because you gotta make that money. That's what you gotta do. You gotta make that bread.
And then he motivates me to keep going at work because, you know, I text him. I try not to text him, but, you know, when somebody's getting my nerves and 20,000 calls, then, you know, I'm feeling down and just want to walk away. I text Reese and, like, he's like, I mean, got it.
Yes, I do say gotcha. Stay motivated. Yes, I will tell her something weird like that. To be honest, y'all, life ain't easy for nobody. Let's be real about this. And when you basically are struggling. Who do you talk to motivate you? I mean, everybody wonders, well, if you motivating Gadget Doohickey, who motivating you? The honest truth about who motivates me, people, is, you know, I have my little handsomeful devil. I have my wonderful editor. And I have all of those in my Shogun family that pretty much gives me that extra push to want to continue to do what I do. And the thing is, I don't have time to stay down into the dumps or feel like I'm being beaten with a wet sock. I have to keep myself energized. keep myself motivated. I got to stay going ham, people.
Yeah, well, you know, some of us can do that. Others need us to kick the booty.
Yeah, Gadget. I wonder who that could be.
I wonder.
I think her name begins with a G.
I think it does too.
And her last name begins with a D. When you put them together.
God! Let me stop myself from that one. Gadget Doohickey. Yeah, that's what I was going with. That's what I was going with. To be motivated, you have to keep your spirits lifted. You got to find reasons to smile. You got to keep the energy. I say you got to keep the energy to keep yourself pushing and moving and going. And you got to praise something. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, preach it, my brother.
You got to really get yourself pumped up to enjoy yourself. Because without finding reasons to enjoy yourself, you're going to sound like this. I'm happy. Do you know how happy I am? I got the biggest smile on my face right now. Nobody want to sound like that. You got to motivate. You got to drive yourself. You got to do it. You got to push yourself and enjoy. That's what you got to do,
people. Or you can find something that makes you internally feel better, like when I want to get away from everybody.
Or you can listen to different strokes of different folks.
Yeah.
It's funny as hell. Funny as hell, I think.
Yeah, because we're sometimes funny. I'm sometimes funny.
She said,
I'm sometimes funny. I'm sometimes funny. But Reese, he's
And y'all want to know something? To be real with y'all. The sad thing is, this is not an act. I wish I could say that I'm putting on an act. I really wish I could say I am. This is how I am. I am pretty much turned up when I'm live. And when I'm down, boy, I'm
so extremely grumpy.
I am tired, but I'll be happy.
Anyways, what I was saying.
What you were saying.
I do go sit in parks. I love nature and sitting in a and if I could afford to go to a state park, I would, you know. But, you know, I got bills to pay. Okay.
I mean, that's just some of the... Well, hold on. You said you were sitting in the park. I was trying to give a little bit of environment up in this space. That's all I was doing.
Okay.
Don't get me. Don't hurt my feelings.
I'm not going to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, right. Like you could.
Right, I can't. You gotta eat you.
Oh, hold on. Shots fired. I do not have an ego. I do not. Stop telling people I have an ego. I am a confident young old man, okay? Make it crystal clear. I've made it clear that my mini me has stolen my mojo. He has definitely
he gets all that 80s attention.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And he's funny sometimes.
And see? And if he's funny sometimes at his age now, he's just gonna keep milking me dry, ain't he? Oh my
God. And it's funny to me because you know, of the stuff I call, you know, Reese on the phone, because we talk trash to each other on the phone because it's funny.
Daily.
Like, I'll hear his son in the background calling the same thing, and it's hysterical to me.
Now, it's not any profane-laced names, people. Let's make that crystal clear. We do not, well, typically use any profane-laced language. And she never has to worry, because if she does say something profane-laced, I make sure it's just in my ear. In my ear. Nobody can hear it. Nobody.
If he does hear it, I get yelled at.
Let me correct her. I am not a man who yells at women. I will inform her it's very inappropriate to allow a young mind to be tainted by the words that come out of her mouth.
So the other day, it was funny, like, I was on the phone and I hear him call his son call him a butt face. That was funny. I was crying.
Really? You're going to mention the whole butt face comment? Really? It's okay. But if you want to stay motivated with the energy, go drink a soda. No, I'm playing. I don't advertise like that. You got to keep yourself.
Well, that
feeling
was
good.
One I remember. Okay. I'm sorry.
Like, whatever. Okay. Stop it.
I'm not a body girl. Okay.
She lied. She's a Valley Girl nerd.
Okay. What does that make you then?
That makes me the guru of darkness.
Okay.
See, I will admit that I am something different. First of all, let me make it crystal clear.
I am not a man. I am an alien. Okay. Let me make that crystal clear.
No, he's a weirdo. Okay.
No. I am Kermit the Frog here, and I am an alien. All right? An alien. If you have a problem with me being an alien, get over yourself.
You have something to say about that? You got something to say?
You're still a weirdo.
Why am I a weirdo?
Because you are a weirdo. That's why.
So I, you know what? I'm proud to be a weirdo.
I would wear the weirdo flag, okay? Don't get misstarted.
We're supposed to be motivating people, and we're not talking
to you. I'm motivating them to laugh right now. Laugh, people. Laugh. I want you to bust a gut. Lose something. Maybe your front teeth. And something. Just laugh at me.
But, you know, in general...
Don't lose your front teeth, because then it's expensive to replace.
I don't care. If you laugh that hard, that is hilarious. Now, let me ask you something.
What's up?
Laughter brings out the most positive sense of motivation, correct?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because laughter increases endorphins, and same with exercising. Increases in endorphins, which is your happy thing. So it makes you happy.
Oh, she's trying voices, people. She's trying voices. That means she's trying to open up. Oh!
So understand.
You didn't hear that, did you?
I heard it. Oh, I heard it. So,
she said,
I just farted. Now, y'all know that's a whole new laugh for her, right? That one right there was a brand new laugh from Gadget Duty. She has never laughed that way. Not once. Have I heard her laugh like that? Motivation. Understand. The things that motivate people it can go along the lines of many elements, okay? For real. Some of these elements that can motivate an individual, you can self-motivate. By self-motivation, we're talking about thinking and pushing yourself to have the drive to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard things get, no matter how just painstakingly things can be.
You can put post-it notes on your mirrors and say, I am happy, I am wonderful, I am awesome.
Woo! Well, you know what I still say people should do?
What?
I say, get two mirrors. Get two separate mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
And write on one of them the word sexy backwards. And every time you look at the other mirror, in the background, you will see sexy. You know what I'm saying? You see, that will always motivate you to think yourself as sexy. Yeah, I'm just saying. But no, another actual motivating factor. Yes, I know it sounds very random tonight, but look, it's we want to have some fun with this. So another motivating factor for real, though, is motivation by proxy. What that means is you find something, someone, somehow to give you that motivation to move forward. In my case, outside of me motivating myself, I have my little handsomeful devil, like I said earlier. I have my wonderful editor. I have my sexy Gigi. Oh, Gigi. I have my awesome ones who give me mad support on not only Different Strokes of Different Folks, but also Man of a Legally Blind. That usually comes out on Thursdays at 10 a.m. on Spotify and so many other wonderful podcast streamers. You also have The World From Our Eyes on Spotify. Go check it all out. I'm just saying. But these are some of these motivating factors to give me that drive to want to entertain. I love to entertain. Is there something wrong about that?
No.
Exactly. So, you have motivation by proxy. Now, here's another thing that can motivate. Motivation.
Caffeine.
By caffeine. That means it's a caffeinated rush. Where you go. Energy. You know, you can have that. That happens. You can take this right here. You hear that? That's a can. Oh, that's so good. You could take motivation from the cayenne. And
I tell somebody drink coffee. She goes, why do you drink coffee? I'm like, I work in healthcare. I got used to drinking coffee all the time.
I need somebody to explain to me before I continue this motivation streak. Why? Are you drinking dirt water? Huh? Can you explain why you drinking dirt water?
I don't know. I like coffee.
Bitter dirt water. Okay.
Well,
that's right.
I like Mountain Dew. And so, you know, between that, that's motivated me to get up and keep working.
I am finally just going to admit it. That's right. For everybody out there, Reeves One thinks coffee is dirt water. That's what I believe. Believe it, deal with it, and let's get back to the motivation portion here. As I was saying, you can be motivated by other people's disdain for you, their hatred for you. Now, you might say, now, Reeves, how can I motivate myself from somebody hating me? Easy. When they want you to fail, when they want you to be down in the dumps, when they want you to just be stomped like you are a cockamaroach, you take that and say, I want to do better just to spite them.
Or you can say, bitch, I'm not privy rug.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The whole point of motivation by hate, by somebody, by being driven by somebody else's disdain, is taking that energy that they're giving you, that negative energy, and turning it into the most positive energy you can basically muster. So you have that as a motivating factor. Now, one last motivating factor I want to get into.
What's that, Riggies?
She called me Riggies. I don't know what Riggies is, but I guess I'm Riggies at the moment.
I said Reese, and I'm in the microphone away, so sorry if it sounded Riggies.
But that last motivating factor is just false motivation. Now, for those who don't understand what I mean by false motivation, when you're pretty much knowing you aren't going to get it done, but you keep pushing yourself, you take everybody who has fed you the most positive energy possible, and no matter how many ways you try to turn it around, everything seemed to come out negative, you keep smiling. Therefore, it puts up a false bravado. But
what a big
if word. You continue to fake it at some point in your life, not you're saying not that it's not saying that you're guaranteed to make it, but at some point in your life, you actually will make it. So, like a lot of women who do it in a bedroom, fake it until you make it. Just saying. And hold on. Let me make that crystal clear. That don't happen to Breeze, okay? When he pleases, they satisfy. Oh, yeah.
I won't mention that then. I won't mention what I do then.
Ooh, I got to hear this. Because I know that my name ain't in this category, but let me hear it. Come on. I got to hear it. Come on.
A lot of
guys. You got to say it.
Okay. A lot of guys I fake it with. Yeah, they ain't good.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Yeah, you do, Hickey, say she be. Because y'all ain't giving her that. Oh, moment, you know what I mean? Y'all not really giving it that type of moment. You know, or that whole freaking out situation of, I can't believe! You know, y'all not giving her that kind of wild moment. So, y'all gotta step your game up, people! Step it up! Step up your game! Because if you don't step it up, you're gonna make me have to get mad! You're gonna make me get really angry! So, be motivated, okay? And sorry, we're going to get into the next topic.
So, I have to hold it. Or put it.
We're going to get into the next topic right after this break. Hey, y'all, we are back.
Woo!
In the process of being back, the second half of this episode is going to be on the taste of testing of some different snacks. Now, God eats doohickey.
Yes.
What did you get in the mail?
I got a snack crate box.
You got a snack crate box?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. What was in it?
It was from France.
She said it was from France. Allez-vous? Oui.
So it was funny when my dad looked up. He says bonjour. I'm like, is that it's bonjour?
He said bonjour. No, it's bonjour. That's right. He read the box saying bonjour. Mon ami. So let's talk about these snacks that you have.
Okay. Well, you want to start with the chip? Because that's the one I'm fearing the most.
She says she just wants to start with the scary snack first. So start with the scary snack.
Okay. It's called, I'm not pronouncing it because my French sucks. So.
No, pronounce it! Pronounce it! I said pronounce it!
Savior? Oh my god, I just heard myself say
it. So, try it again.
Ever? He meant the.
I'm going to tell you to do the same thing I always tell you to do. Spell it first.
I'm not spelling it live on. Okay.
Oh no, you spell it. Spell it.
I can tell you what it means in English, okay?
Spell it.
It's for cookie. It's good enough for me. Spell it.
It's C-H-E-V-R-E.
C-H-E-V-R-E.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's chèvre. I believe. Chèvre.
P-I-M-E-N-E.
Okay. What was that last part?
P-I-M-E-N-T.
E-I-E-M-N-T. Amen?
E-I-M-E-N-T.
Okay, you said E as in echo?
Echo! B as in hootie.
Oh, B as in brain man? Here, boy!
No.
Oh,
okay, all right. P as in poop.
P as in hootie tang. Gotcha. Pootie tang.
As in ice cream.
Okay.
M piment. As in monkey.
So piment. So it's chèvre piment.
Apostrophe.
Uh-huh. E. Mm-hmm.
E. S. T. E. L. E. D. C. E.
E. Apostrophe. S. P. E. L. E. C. T.
No. No. No.
Okay. So you said E apostrophe as in echo. D.
Apostrophe.
Okay.
E as in echo.
Mm-hmm.
S as in Sam.
Uh huh.
P as in poopy. E as in English. Mm-hmm. L as in lazy.
Mm-hmm.
E as in elephant. T mm-hmm. as in tata.
Tata.
D as in tata. And E ta-ta. As in excellent.
So it's D apostrophe E S P E L E T T E.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Diespleta. I can't get that. That's now that one got me, y'all.
That one's got me.
But now, since you said you want to
break it down, tell us the flavor of this.
Goat cheese and pepper.
Goat cheese and pepper. Open the bag. Let's get it.
This is the one that scares me.
She's about to taste it. She's about to eat.
Horrible.
She said, it smells horrible. Oh, chew it. Chew it good. Eat it. Eat it like evil.
Oh.
Come on. No, you got to do it. Come on. Give us a... Huh? Yeah. Come on. You got to eat 3 chips. Come on.
I'm trying to eat one. Leave me alone.
No, we don't want just one. You got to eat.
Full experience of the chip.
I'm my fault.
Give us.
It's not. Okay, it has a little bit of cake to it.
Uh-huh.
It's gamey and fruity and bleh.
It's gamey and fruity and, as she says, bleh.
So can you give us a more in-depth of what gamey and then fruity and then I definitely want to know what this bleh is.
Hold on. I need to swallow some Mountain Dew. Yeah.
You're telling me you're not that curtailed? Why not? You're supposed to try to enjoy this stuff. Enjoy what you eat.
It's not like regular cheese.
It's goat cheese.
I've never had goat cheese.
Y'all hear that? She's never had goat cheese.
No. Now I know why. My Mountain Dew tastes a lot better.
So it made your Mountain Dew taste better. That's funny.
Made my Mountain Dew taste better.
Okay. So that's your first snack. The chavre, piment,
despelette. I have to see if Dad will try something. He might not want them either.
So, what is our next little test that's going to bring to the table?
Why do I keep saying it like that? I sound like a white girl.
Because you are.
Because
you are.
Please do not come at me for my pronunciation. I am.
She says, I'm not cultured. She says, I have no seasoning.
Shut up, I put seasoning on all my food.
Okay.
Salt and pepper. Okay.
So what is the next thing? Let's hear what consists of this next item.
Okay. It is chips.
She's trying. She's trying. Okay. Give her give her the benefit of the doubt. Okay. Because she is making a fair attempt at trying to pronounce what she's trying to say. So tell us what this next item.
It is grilled chicken.
Grilled chicken? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, hold on. This is how she really wants me to say it, people. Grilled chicken! That's how she wanted me to say it. So, I'm fulfilling my obligation. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sur ce grill chicken.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It smells like chicken.
What a wonderful world.
Actually, it smells like grilled chicken.
Uh-huh. I mean, it like says salad. Grilled chicken. Grilled chicken salad. Woo! Chicken! A person's best friend.
Okay.
So, they are what?
Peppery.
Peppery. Oh, she said peppery. That means they might have a little bit of spice. They might have a little bit of spice. Whoop, whoop. Yeah.
It tastes like I'm eating grilled chicken. They actually taste like what they say they are. Or like most
of them. Whoa. Now, is there anything else you're going to try on the air?
Well, I don't know. Do you want me to try the nuts?
Well, if you, how about this? If you try the nuts, I guess I will try the taki hot nuts.
Okay.
That I have over here.
It's Nestle. It's called nuts. It's probably not pronounced that way because, you know. So
go ahead.
I don't know exactly what's in it because I didn't look up the ingredients. So we're all going to find out together.
Mm-hmm.
It's squishy.
She said it's squishy.
It looks like caramel.
She says caramel. It's caramel, people!
It has a taste of a musketeer and a Snickers.
Ooh. So it's a musketeer. Musketeer nut.
Yeah.
Musketeerner. How about that? Let's say a musketeerner.
Because it has mm-hmm. a stuff in the middle with the nugget and then the caramel.
Nougat,
whatever.
She said nugget. It's nougat. Okay. Nougat? It's nougat.
And it has the chocolate. So it's like a Snickers with the cream of the mustard.
So it has a little bit of puree, creamy style nougat with Yes, it is pretty sweet. Correct?
Uh-huh.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so since you tried that, let me go ahead and break up in this bag right now. Oh, my goodness. Let's begin. Oh, there we go. Uh-huh. So, to be fair, I had her try three. So, I'm pulling out three of these. And if I suffer, it's all for your pleasure. Okay, here we go. The first one. That's something. Mm-hmm. It's very seasoning. Mm-hmm. It has a tangy. Mm-hmm. Then they go to spice really kicking out. Mm-hmm. Then you can definitely taste the peanut all up in there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's number two. As y'all can tell, it is crunchy. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Mm-hmm. It has like a lemon pepper taste to it. Lemon, y'all, you know. Then a sweet kick you right at the back of the throat. Then it punches with the spice. Now, here's the last one. Mm-hmm.
You sound like you're dying over there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the chicken flavor in my mouth.
And
I would say, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give these a solid 7. Now, the spice is a great 7.5. The sweetness curves a little bit of the spice at first, and then the spice comes with a punch right to the throat.
Yeah.
And of course, with the peanut basically being the base that they pretty much seasoned, overly seasoned at that, it pretty much puts you in a place of you're enjoying it, and then you have to drink something to not choke. So a 7 is really good. So I would recommend, if you like Takis, to go get you some Taki hot nuts. And that is really what they are. Taki hot nuts. That's right.
Did you want me to try candy? Because I still have
three. Yes, she's going to try a candy for you people. While she's trying that, I'm going to eat another few hot nuts, okay?
It's called Tay-Tay.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
I'm sure it's not Tay-Tay's.
Hey, Tay-Tay. I want to try your candy. You want to let me try your candy, Tay-Tay?
If I look at it, if I pronounce like the English way that I see it, don't come at me because I'm pronouncing it like an English person would. It looks like Tay-Tay's Burlesque. That's what it looks like. But I know that's not what it is.
And if you want to hear Gadget Doohickey butcher any other language, if you want to hear her butcher any other language, let's see if we can get her with other snack boxes so she can butcher their languages too.
So this one is strawberry flavored.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try that. I was going to get apple, but I like strawberry fine. It looks like
Laffy Taffy. Strawberry's fine.
It looks like Laffy Taffy.
That Laffy Taffy. That Laffy Taffy.
And it's stickier than Laffy Taffy.
Nothing is stickier than Laffy Taffy. What is wrong with your litter?
It is.
How dare you? How dare you! It is not stickier than Laffy Taffy! Stop trying to insult the Laffiness!
It smells really, really good. It smells like strawberry cotton candy.
Strawberry cotton candy.
This makes me happy. I want
to
do a happy.
She says she's going to be singing Alonzo von der Laffy. I'm not going to go that far into it because for those... Yes, I can speak a minor bit of French. I did take French 1 and 2 and an advanced class, and I got to go to the French National, the embassy in Washington, D.C., people. I got to even perform in front of them. Woo! I
took German in high school.
And she still can't speak none.
And then I took Spanish in college and I failed and I still can't speak any Spanish, so you know.
Hey, who is this?
Anyway, this is kind of sour.
Mm-hmm. First you get that sweet and then you get that sour.
Yeah, baby. Ooh, is he gonna spank you next?
Y'all heard that natural reaction. Woo! Yeah, I'll talk about. So, and it choked her. And it choked her. Now, your mom, I keep telling you, I'm singing high. You want me doing something?
home with your blind eye. Home ain't doing something. Now, what I want you to do is tell these people how I tell you.
I'm tearing up. That's how sour it is.
Don't you cry like no little bit.
Oh, it hurt my shoes. It's like it's like a your face.
Like, wow, that's what you get.
And it is and sticky.
What I want to go ahead and say to you guys is we definitely appreciate y'all. Aww. And we say this right here to y'all.
Thank you for being my friend.
Oh, yeah.
When I
need it. Because we need it. Oh my God, we need it. Oh, we need it so bad.
Oh, sour.
I'm crying with her, people. We crying because it's so sour. But then I want you to know that we do appreciate y'all. And hearing different strokes of different folks, we want you to be able to leave any comments and give us topics you want us to basically hit on. Because whether you want to feel motivated or you want us to try different little snacks, a Shimline diet, because she's still shuffling over there. You can be able to reach her. How, Miss Doohickey?
I have to drink some water. Give me a minute.
You can be able to reach her at anchor.fm/gadgets85 or different strokes of different folks.
Oh, my tongue hurts.
And you can also reach her on her Instagram, her Facebook. Is there any other social medias am I missing? Oh, but that gadget's Doohickey. Yeah.
You can meet. You can meet me. You can talk to me on Meet Me. That's why you failed. To mention why we're doing this. Choose this topic because one of my fans,
the Doohickey, she has a Doohickey, people. She one of her Doohickeys
asks us to do an encouraging episode.
So we encourage you to come and listen to this episode because we need you. We need you. We need you.
You can laugh at my suffering and my sadness.
I know I am.
Because my throat hurts now, so.
And if you want to be able to hit me up, y'all, if y'all want to be able to hit me up, you can hit me up on any of my socials. That's the alphabets of socials. All with that / Simply Reads One. That's even through Anchor, all the way to pretty much any social media you want to find. At this point, except for those
XXX words, you know what I'm saying? Because you ain't finding my pain swinging anywhere. I'm just saying.
But you can find me pretty much anywhere. So we want you guys to enjoy the rest of your day. And if you don't know what's up, now that's what's up. And we'll holler at you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.